Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today we're going to really dig deep into this idea of what it means to, live life as a victim.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to be using this self-help guide. It's called Stop Living Life as a Victim, and we'll
Ugh.
be trying to figure out how to, move from like victimhood to becoming a survivor.
Right.
And hopefully this guide can help us with that.
Yeah, it's something that I think resonates with a lot of people,
Right.
this feeling of being stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this guide, I think, offers some really good insights into how to recognize that and how to overcome it.
So when we talk about a victim mentality, what exactly does that mean?
Right.
I mean, we all have tough times, right?
Correct, Cora.
Does it just mean like you're feeling sorry for yourself?
It's deeper than that. It's like this pervasive negativity. It's really how you think, how you feel, and how you act.
Okay.
Some of the signs are like constantly asking, why me? having low self-esteem, feeling jealous when other people succeed.
And it's not just about feeling bad about yourself, right?
Right.
It also affects how you interact with everyone else.
Absolutely.
Like the guide was mentioning things like blaming other people for your problems,
Yes.
or even like avoiding social situations.
Exactly. And the thing is, those behaviors can become like a self-fulfilling prophecy,
Yeah.
It's like imagine you're walking through the woods and there's a path, right?
Looks
You've
fun.
walked it many times, it's well worn. You're going to keep taking that path, even if it doesn't lead you where you want to go.
Right.
And that's kind of what victim mentality is like. You just fall into those familiar
You
patterns.
get stuck in a rut.
Exactly.
Yeah. The book says that these patterns, a lot of times they stem from, maybe experiences we've had, especially ones that were traumatic or hurtful.
Right.
So how do things from our past, especially childhood,
Yeah.
end up shaping our beliefs as adults?
Well, our brains are incredibly adaptable, right?
Yeah.
It's called neuroplasticity.
Okay.
And those early experiences, especially the negative ones, they can really create these deep grooves, these neural pathways in our
And
brains.
those become our like automatic responses.
Exactly. It's like our default setting. So
Well.
let's say, for example, you grew up, in a household where you were constantly criticized.
Right.
That experience could lead you to believe very deeply that you're not good enough. The guide calls these faulty beliefs. And
Interesting.
these beliefs, they can influence how you see yourself, how
Right.
you see the world, even years later. You might, without even realizing it, sabotage your relationships
Why?
or avoid opportunities because you're afraid of not being good
It's
enough.
like you're constantly reliving those bad experiences, even if you're not consciously aware of it.
Exactly. It's like those memories are shaping your present. But, the good news is this guide isn't about just dwelling in the past. It's about, recognizing those patterns and giving you the tools to break free.
To move from that victim to survivor.
Exactly. And that's where things get really, really interesting because Stop Living Life as a Victim has this really powerful message.
And what's that?
You're not defined by your past. You've the power to change your story.
I like that. You're not defined by your past.
Yeah, you can reclaim your narrative.
Reclaim your narrative. I love that.
Yeah.
So, how do we do that?
Well, I'm glad you asked because that's what we're going to talk about next.
Okay, stay tuned, Deep Divers. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. So one of the first steps to reclaiming your narrative is recognizing that you have a choice
Okay.
in how you respond to things. It's like instead of asking, why is this happening to me?
Right.
You ask, what can I do about it?
Okay, so it's changing your perspective. Instead of being like helpless, you're taking control. But how do you actually do that?
Well, it's not easy. The guide, it even acknowledges that.
Yeah.
It takes effort
Right.
and a willingness to really challenge those deep beliefs that we were talking about. You're basically, you're rewriting your script.
Rewriting your script. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about those negative thoughts you have, the I'm not good enough or
Yeah.
nothing ever goes my way. It's like a tape playing in your head.
Right.
And what this guide suggests is you got to replace those thoughts,
Okay.
with positive affirmations.
Positive affirmations. I've always been kind of skeptical of those.
Yeah.
Some people like really believe in them, but other people say it's just like wishful thinking.
Sure,
Is
sure.
there like any science behind them?
Yeah, it's that neuroplasticity again.
Oh, okay.
When you're repeating those positive statements, you're actually creating these new pathways in your brain.
Oh, wow.
They reinforce like a more positive
So
self-image.
you're literally like
Yeah.
changing your brain.
Yeah, it's like training your brain to focus on what you can do.
Instead of what you can't do.
Exactly.
Okay, that's really interesting. But this guide says that it's not enough to just think positive thoughts.
No, you have to back it up with action.
So you gotta actually do
Yeah, you
things.
gotta set goals, even
Uh-huh.
if they're small,
Oh,
and you
yeah.
take steps to achieve them.
So not like, trying to change everything overnight.
No.
Just like small steps.
Yeah, those small victories.
I like that. It feels more manageable,
Exactly.
not so overwhelming.
And the guide also, it really emphasizes this,
Yeah.
the importance of finishing what you start.
Okay.
Procrastination, leaving things unfinished,
Oh, yeah.
that can feed that helplessness,
Right.
that feeling of being out of control.
Oh, procrastination. That's like my biggest struggle. I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm a pro at putting things off to the last minute.
Well, you know.
But I never really thought about it like connected to victim mentality.
Well, it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
When you're feeling overwhelmed, you
Oh,
don't
yeah.
take action, and then
It just keeps going.
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like a classic example of how these small things, these small behaviors,
Right.
can actually reflect a deeper mindset.
Okay, so what can I do about this procrastination?
Well, the good news is there are strategies.
Yeah.
This guide suggests things like use a calendar,
Okay.
schedule specific times for tasks, break down big projects into smaller steps,
Yeah.
and reward yourself for progress.
So like make it more manageable. Set
Exact.
yourself up for success.
Yeah, it's about structure.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But what about those like deeper issues?
Right.
The ones that, maybe come from past experiences. How do we deal with those?
Well, that's where self-love comes in.
Self-love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the guide suggests that when you truly love and accept yourself, you're less likely to tolerate negativity or mistreatment. You start to set healthy boundaries.
Okay, I see what you're saying about self-love, but doesn't that like kind of make you self-absorbed?
Well, it's about finding that balance,
Okay.
right? It's
Yeah.
not about being selfish. It's
Mm-mm.
about recognizing your worth,
Okay.
making choices that are good for you
Putting yourself first.
in a healthy way.
But how do you practice self-love?
Well, it takes practice. This guide, it gives some good advice.
Yeah.
Practice gratitude, do
Uh-huh.
things you enjoy,
Right.
surround yourself with good people.
So it's like creating a life that feels good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
authentic,
I
fulfilling.
like that.
And that's really the goal, right? To move beyond just surviving, to
Oh,
thrive
to thrive, yeah.
and stop living life as a victim. It's a roadmap, it's a guide, but it
Yeah.
also reminds us that we don't have to do this alone.
What do you mean?
Well, talk to your friends, your family,
Yeah.
join a support group, or even talk to a therapist.
Get professional help.
Yeah, they can provide support, perspective.
Yeah, sometimes we need a little extra help.
Absolutely.
I think the guide also highlights the power of stories, right?
Yes. Yes.
Stories of people who have overcome adversity.
Exactly.
It suggests, like, read books, watch movies,
Yeah, listen to podcasts.
listen to podcasts, yeah.
Anything that shows you that people can get through tough times.
That there's hope.
Exactly.
I love this idea of rewriting our narratives.
Yeah.
It's like we're taking control of our own stories.
Yes, you're the author of your story.
Wow.
You can't control everything that happens,
Yeah.
but you can control how you respond,
That's
how
powerful.
you frame your experiences.
This deep dive has given me a lot to think about. What about you all listening?
Yeah, what's resonated with you?
What are you going to try in your own life?
Yeah.
It's really amazing how much our like thoughts and beliefs affect our lives.
Oh, absolutely.
We've been talking about all this stuff, like rewriting our narratives and, taking control, moving from being a victim to being a survivor.
Right.
Like, how do we actually start doing that? Where do we even begin?
Well, this guide, Stop Living Life as a Victim.
Yeah.
It's got some really practical stuff in it.
Okay.
One of the, I think, most powerful things, and it's so simple,
Yeah.
is focusing on what you can control.
Yeah, I've heard that before. It sounds simple,
Right.
but it's easy to get caught up in like worrying about things you can't control.
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you shift from that?
It starts with just noticing it,
okay,
like when you start spiraling, right,
yeah,
all those what ifs,
right,
and blaming other things for your situation,
right,
and instead of asking why is this happening to me,
yeah,
ask yourself what can I do about it,
even if the answer is not much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just acknowledging that you have some agency,
that you have some control,
yeah, can be really empowering.
So even when we feel powerless, there's always something,
yeah,
that we can control,
whether it's our attitude,
right,
our response, the actions we take.
And that kind of leads into the next thing that the guide talks about, which is setting healthy boundaries.
Right. Being able to say no.
Oh, boundaries.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me.
Yeah.
I'm such a people pleaser. I always say yes to everything,
mm,
even when I'm like already overwhelmed.
Right.
And then I end up feeling resentful.
Yeah. And it's common, you know, especially if you have a history of people pleasing.
Right. Right.
And this guide, it suggests that it often comes from like a fear of rejection.
Okay.
Or this belief that your worth depends on how much you do for other people.
Like your value as a person is tied to what you do for others.
Exactly.
Okay. So how do you actually start setting boundaries?
Well, it doesn't have to be a big confrontational thing.
Okay.
You know, you can just say, I can't commit to that right now. Or let me think about it and get back to you.
So like just give yourself some space.
Exactly. And the guide really stresses that setting boundaries, it's not selfish.
Okay.
It's about self-respect.
So it's about, you know, honoring your own needs,
mm-hmm,
and understanding that you deserve to be treated with respect.
Absolutely.
Just like everybody else. This guide also talks about, you know, challenging your assumptions.
Oh, yeah.
And beliefs.
Yeah, those internal narratives we have, mm-hmm, the ways that we see the world.
And sometimes those are just like based on bad information.
Right. Or beliefs that are outdated.
Mm-hmm. The guide calls them faulty beliefs, right?
Yeah.
It's like those voices in your head that say things like, you're not good enough,
mm,
or you'll never succeed.
And the guide, it encourages us to really look at those beliefs.
Okay.
You know, ask yourself, where did this belief come from? Is it even true? Does it help me anymore?
So it's like we're fact-checking our own thoughts.
Exactly. And if a belief isn't serving you anymore,
yeah,
you can choose a new one.
One that's more, like, helpful.
That's more empowering.
That's amazing. I love that. This guide also talks about gratitude.
Yes.
What does gratitude have to do with all this?
Well, it's about shifting your focus.
Okay.
From what's wrong to what's right.
Okay.
When you practice gratitude,
yeah,
you're training your brain to look for the positive.
Okay.
And that can have a huge impact on how you feel overall.
So it's not about, like, pretending that the bad stuff isn't there.
No.
It's just about also focusing on the good.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
This guide, it suggests keeping a gratitude journal.
Oh.
You know, every day, write down a few things you're grateful for.
It could be like little things.
This can be anything.
Like a good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Or like bigger things, like, you know, having a good friend.
Right.
Or achieving something you're proud of.
Exactly.
So it's like actively choosing to see the good.
Yeah.
Even when things are hard.
Yeah.
And I think this guide also reminds us that this whole journey, this moving from victim to survivor,
mm-hmm,
it's not like, you know, a one-time thing.
Right.
It's a lifelong process.
It's ongoing.
It's not about, like, never having problems again.
No.
It's about learning how to deal with them.
It's about building resilience.
Right. And knowing that, you know, there will be ups and downs.
There will.
But we can learn from them.
Absolutely.
And we can grow from them.
And we don't have to do it alone.
Right. There are people who can help us.
Yes. There are resources. There's support.
As we wrap up this deep dive, you know, into stop living life as a victim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling really hopeful.
I am too.
We really do have the power to choose how we respond to things.
We do.
To move from feeling like a victim to becoming a survivor.
Yes.
And ultimately to thrive.
To thrive.
So what about you listening?
Yeah. What's one small step you can take today?
To shift your mindset.
To reclaim your narrative.
And start living a more fulfilling life. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Keep exploring.
Keep learning.
And keep diving deep.